I think there's definitely a coercive aspect as well, because fear is, again, it's directional. You know, are you more frightened of the enemy, or are you more frightened of the consequences of turning and running? And if the consequences of turning and running are some horrible sergeant with a big pike standing behind you, the army of 1815 was a flogging army. And our regiment was particularly fond of the lash. You read the punishment book, there's a soldier absent from camp for an afternoon, 350 lashes. You know, this is not an army that tolerates people turning and running.
Yeah.
So, actually, the threat in front of you is almost less than the threat behind you.
Yeah.
Mates around you, it's, you know, as it is today, you've got other people depending on you.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. It's not something you think about, turning and running.
No, we don't, do we?
No.
We stand there and fight.
Mate, ready!
The firepower of a single well-drilled infantry unit is impressive enough. If you multiply that by 100, it's terrifying. As Napoleon's troops got closer to the ridge, many of their comrades had already fallen victim to the rapid, continuous fire of Wellington's men. Others had been killed or maimed by artillery, but still they marched forward through the trampled crops.